Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM? Time to get some answers, baby.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global, that's right, I said it, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, and also, but more importantly, a student of the universe, student. Oh, I've got so much going on here. My head is about to explode. My ears, there's steam coming out of my ears. I just have so much to share, and let me calm down. And plus, I didn't do the show last week, so when I take a week off, oh my God, there's just so much to share. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. I'm getting new listeners, new followers. I don't know how, because I don't know how to market, but all of that's changing. All of that is changing. I've got people that are interested in helping me share more of the show, more of the content. And before I go on, let me give an introduction, because I got thrown off just a little bit. I've got a guest, and so a guest is calling in on Zoom, and so I've got a lot of spinning plates here. I'm trying to balance a lot of plates. But let me just take a deep breath. It's Reality Spirituality, deep breath. You know, the exhales really help. Thank you for your patience. The number to call in if you want to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619, and or ask to join the show on Wisdom. Back to happiness specialist. Who the hell does she think she is? And give you my definition of happiness. So sometimes people have a problem with that word. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of personal vibration of peace, regardless of what the external circumstances are. Regardless of what's happening out there, regardless of your experiences in the moment, the ability to be rooted in, foundationally rooted in peace. And that's it. That's the priority. That's the commitment, the vibration of peace. How do I vibrate peace when there's war? How do I vibrate peace when the world's falling apart? How do I vibrate peace with my finances all effed up and my relationships all messed up? How do I vibrate peace when all these people out there just don't get it? Well, you come to the right place. Again, my definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace. And you can feel it. You can feel it in your body when you are at peace, and you can feel when you're tense. So how do you do that? The good news is, my dear audience, is this happiness is a practiced skill. And when I use the word happiness, it is interchangeable with contentment, interchangeable with satisfaction, that vibration, that energy of satisfaction, interchangeable with inner peace, the energy of contentment. That's it. And quite frankly, what is, this is my perspective. I'm not here pretending to know all the answers or to have all the answers, but what I do love to share is what has worked for me. And maybe, just maybe, if you're inspired or you connect or you feel like, oh, let me try that. Yay. And if you don't, that's okay too, because one of the practices, when I say happiness is a practice skill, one of the practices is acceptance. It, not only acceptance of others, but it starts with acceptance of self. And when I say program for happiness, you know, it's all about the programming, all of the suffering, all of the, well, this is my perspective, the suffering, the angst, the anger, the rage, the dissatisfaction has to do with how we've been programmed. So the first part of the practice, when I say it's a practice skill, the first part of the practice is to gradually eliminate those behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness. What are those behaviors, Rebecca? Thank you for asking. How about this? Worrying. Do you think you can feel any contentment and peace if you're worried? Needing to be right, being impatient, comparing yourself to someone else, comparing yourself to others. That's a program. Blaming someone or your circumstances for how you're feeling. That's another program. Blaming the external circumstances for why you're feeling a certain way. And I contend, listen, we're all human, and humans, what they do is feel all sorts of emotions. But to attach a story to it as to the reason why I'm feeling this way is just another program. So the practice is just to put a focus on, a spotlight on those program behaviors. Be patient with yourself and one by one eliminate, one by one, expectation. One by one, eliminate taking anything personally. One by one, let go of judgment. And before I even go on, you know, let me make a few announcements here. I've been working on this book, Program for Unhappiness, over 5 years. Yes, at least. But now, guess what? It's time to be birthed. So the book Program for Unhappiness, which is going to contain all of these 54 program behaviors. Did I say 54? Hold on, let me count them again. 54. Yes, 54 program behaviors that actively subtract from your happiness. And again, happiness, what's that? It's a vibration and energy of contentment. And there's different levels to these program behaviors. The level one, I say civilian, so any civilian would understand. Level two, your practice is just a little bit more in-depth, maybe your spiritual practice. You've just been on this journey, and so you're familiar with terms like having no attachments, living in the past, living in the future. How about this? And then there's a level three. Level three, another program behavior, is giving power. I know, don't tell anybody, but giving power to words, giving power, letting a word affect you, letting a word trigger you, letting a word make you feel, letting a word offend you, all of that is a program. This is another program, thinking something is important, thinking something is serious. I know for me, when I get in that state of, oh, I'm feeling, it's because my ego, or this identity, we're going to talk about identity today, thinks that this is serious. This is important. Something needs to change. So it's all going to be in the book. I cannot wait to share. And one of the things that I tell people is they're talking about, Rebecca, you know, don't you want your book is going to help everyone. Your book is here to help people. No, I don't pretend. I used to, but I let go of this. I'm here to uplift. I'm here to inspire. I'm here to make the world a better place. That's a judgment. Better place. No, what I'm here is to share what I've learned, to share myself, to share what I've learned. Because when I was younger, I've told the story a million times. Now it's going to be a million and one. You remember blowing out the candles on your birthday cake and making a wish. I only wished for two things. Number one, I wanted to live to my potential, whatever that meant, whatever that looked like, whatever that evolved into. I wanted to live to my potential. And the second thing, I just wanted to be happy. And you know that when you ask, you receive. So I've been on this happiness thing for 45 years, actually, and don't tell anybody, but I'm a little different than the last time we spoke. I'm a little different because I'm 68 now. I'm not 67 anymore. I graduated to 68, but please don't tell anyone. 68, and I've been on this study for over 45 years. And I've been relentless, like a dog chewing a bone. I'm relentless. It's been my number one commitment, number one priority, number one intention. But let's get to today's topic. Oh my goodness! And I gotta zoom him in. We have a guest. He's been on before. My best friend Sid. Hold on. Let me just push a couple of buttons. Let's see here. Is this working? Okay. Let's see. Push that. Welcome, Sid. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you. Okay, the topic of today's show, I cannot wait to get to this one. I wanted to call it Identity Crisis, but the topic of today's show is, what is the topic of today's show? Where's the title of today's show? Oh, a second, oh my gosh, where is it? Oh, there it is. Your Identity versus Your Happiness. There it is, Your Identity versus Your Happiness. But what the hell does that mean? Well, before we start, you know, when you're born, you're given a name, you're given a nationality, a religion, a race, culture, and then you spend the rest of your life identifying and defending that program. And so today's topic is identity. And who are you? Who is your authentic self? You know, be your authentic self. But what does that even mean? What does that mean, your authentic self? And I contend, and only it's because of my ongoing practice. If you've been listening, you know, I moved into a different location. It was only 5 minutes away. And when I first saw this place, I wanted a backyard with trees, space. I wanted water. I wanted to look at the mountain. And in other words, find a house that had all of these qualities in this retirement community. And there are a few. And these houses are, the backyard is a golf course. So if you're on a golf course, your backyard is open spaces, green grass, trees. Make sure you get the house though, not where they're driving, only in the putting area. Because if your house is close to where they tee off, just be ready for a lot of golf balls to either break your windows or or do damage to the house. But I digress. So I'm close to a putting green. In fact, I can even see people putting right now. So it's a beautiful view. But let me tell you what has happened. This identity, this Rebecca Norrington identity, can find fault with the things that used to, or how about this, scratch that, not used to, with the things that she thought were going to bring peace, and again, peace, contentment. But the trouble with that, no, the peace and contentment doesn't come from anything out there. It doesn't come from water. It doesn't come from a beautiful view. It doesn't come from a mountain view. I lived 5 years in the middle of a forest, surrounded by trees, huge windows. It was my dream home. Running creek. You think I would be at peace all the time, correct? You think I would, oh, yeah, wow, no. This identity, and when I say identity, I'm talking about the human, the egotistic, that ego identity, that lower consciousness identity. My son tells a story. Oh, I forgot I had a guest here. Hold on a second. I just put him on pause on Zoom. My son tells a story about this retreat he went on, and they all went out, you know, by themselves in Colorado. And he said he was still getting annoyed, still being annoyed. Bugs annoyed him. The temperature annoyed him. So this is an inside job. That's the good news. That's how powerful you are. This is an inside job. And what's inside, meaning when you are at peace and when you are content inside, the outside world, when you practice, the outside world can't penetrate that, but it is a practice and it's ongoing. Let me read the definition of identity. Identity, the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. The fact of being who or what a person or a thing is. Identity crisis. A period of uncertainty and confusion in which a person's sense of identity becomes insecure, typically due to a change in their unexpected aims or role in society. So this, what has happened, and Sid, you let me know if you relate to this or you can give an example or a story with this. It's that identity. It's that Rebecca L. Norrington identity. In fact, let me be even more personal. You know, I use the L for a reason. I mean, that's my professional name, Rebecca L. Norrington. And if somebody doesn't use an L, it's just Rebecca Norrington. This identity thinks that there's something wrong, thinks that there's something that needs to change, thinks that, you see how stuck this identity is? And it is the awareness of it, not anything. I'm not saying to, I got to get rid of it. No, but it is the awareness of this identity that it insists that it knows how things, I'm going to use this word, should go.
All right, I got a little point on that. Recently I asked myself, who gave you your identity? So, and how were you involved in developing it? So I didn't give myself my name. I didn't get to choose my type of personality I wanted. I didn't get to choose my eye color or my temperament or anything that is my identity, that I identify with as my identity. I wasn't involved in the choice of any of it. So after that self-examination and that discovery, I said, well, I'm always Sid Cartwright. I have, even after I receive some of the things that I say I want, Sid Cartwright wants, within a day, an hour, a minute, sometimes even seconds later, there is something else that pops up in this identity that I want more. I want something new, something more of it, or I want it to change. I can never say 100% that Sid Cartwright is satisfied. I've never lived in a home that I was satisfied with completely for a period of time. I've never had a car. I've never had all of my experiences. Either I want them to end or I want more of them. I have not been able to find peace with the identity of Sid Cartwright. So I began to search other avenues in order to find peace. And what I discovered was I am not just Sid Cartwright. There is an identity within me that is, some people call it the source, some call it the universe, some call it God, some call it the Tao. I happen to use the name universe. And when I say identifying with the universe, what does that mean? And what it means to me is this. Whatever is happening and whatever isn't happening is the universe's will. Everything is flowing as the universe wants it to. The universe doesn't have a desire because it has no idea what a desire is, because its will is always being done. That's what I believe. This is my belief. And with this belief, I was able to find peace because I could unite, and not only unite, but I am the universe. I am a part of all that is going on. And by identifying with the universe and not just simply Sid Cartwright as I have been able to find peace because I take on the peace that the universe has. The universe is pleased with, although man isn't pleased, some men are, some men aren't, it varies at different times. Oh, the world is going good right now. And then you'll hear another perspective. Oh, the world is going bad. There's always different perspectives. And the people that are saying the world is going good today, tomorrow will say the world is going bad. Because the only way to experience peace with the world, with yourself, the only way for me to find peace with the world and with myself is when I began to identify with who I truly am, and that is the universe. And so now I am a part of all of it. And this experience is an experience that the universe wanted to have. And so who is Sid Cartwright? Sid Cartwright is the vehicle that the universe uses to experience this planet Earth and all that is here. The universe is here to experience it through Sid Cartwright. I am through the vehicle of Sid Cartwright, but I am not just Sid Cartwright anymore. And I'm telling you now, my peace level is rising because the less I identify with Sid Cartwright, who in my opinion is a great guy. I like him. He's a good guy. But he's constantly in a state of confusion, of desire, instability, because that's his personality, that's his identity. Sid Cartwright is not supposed to be satisfied. He is here. He is a vehicle that the universe uses to have an experience on this planet we call Earth. And by identifying with the universe, I am able to flow with whatever is taking place as if I am the creator and as if I willed it to happen, even though sometimes it's just the opposite of what Sid Cartwright chooses to experience. But I am more than that, and that is the only way I was able to find peace.
Thank you for that. That was really... the thing with me is there was so much that you said. The thing with me is the identification. And when I do identify with this Rebecca Norrington, I know this program person. I like her too. She's cool most of the time. I mean, there's sometimes where she walks off the rail, walks off the plank. But what was happening is I'm just observing, witnessing, stepping out of this identity of Rebecca Norrington and the witnessing and the observing is also assisted, helped with experiencing more contentment and more peace. When I'm watching something, quite frankly, here we go, that isn't even real. It's like watching a movie, watching a television show, stepping out and watching, observing the drama that's Rebecca Norrington. Whoa! And she, this program, Rebecca Norrington, is so predictable. I've been living with this woman for 68 years. So predictable. If I see, I'm just sharing with you the last 4 months, because moving into this new house, I'm using air quotes, because this house is as old as dirt. And I'm just, Rebecca Norrington doesn't like old houses, and she you know, it's just this whole identity with this preferences. And the universe put me here for a reason. If I'm up here claiming to be a happiness specialist, how can I not find happiness with what I said that I wanted, and I get here and I'm not happy looking at this nook, this cranny, this piece of tile that wasn't applied, that wasn't the right color grout. I mean, I've got endless stories. It's been 4 months of hell. 4 months of back and forth, and this isn't, I'm just being unsatisfied. And why did the universe put me through this? And I'm telling you this, my dear audience, it's a setup. This journey is custom made for you. And what you and I talk about is what bothers you, Sid, doesn't bother Rebecca.
Oh, it's always tailor-made. The experience is tailor-made for the identity that you have. So I want to talk about observing yourself. You know, I got to watch a movie last night, Doctor Strange, the first time I've ever seen it. I know it's been out a long time, but I'm slow on movie watching. But anyway, but the movie was very interesting because it did something. Within the movie, something happened that I am starting to experience, and that was Dr. Strange stepped outside of himself and was literally observing himself while he was on the surgery table. And so that's what when I say observing myself, I've stepped out of myself, because I'm not just Sid Cartwright. I am the universe, and now I watch. When she was saying the program responses, if you walk up to Sid Cartwright and speak in a tone disrespectful, Sid Cartwright is going to be triggered. He has a thought pattern for that type of experience, and he doesn't do any thinking during that point. He goes right to his proper reaction for disrespect. By observing myself, I actually see Sid. I'm watching Sid Cartwright's personality change the moment he becomes disrespected. And that disrespect can be in a tone. It could be a word. It could be the way you throw my change on the counter. It could be a glance. It could just be energy. And when I feel this disrespect, I immediately go to my program response. And after the program response registers into Sid Cartwright's brain, then the action takes place. And the action is not an action, it's a reaction to the disrespect. By observing myself, I know that the universe, and this is what opens everything up, because now I don't just come from the limited perspective of Sid Cartwright. The perspective becomes the universal perspective. And now when I hear the tone of disrespect in it with the universal perspective, I automatically go into whatever comes out of this person's mouth isn't for me. It's for them. They need to hear it. And so don't take, and the universal side is you taking things personal, you don't do, the universe doesn't take things personal. So now it's a whole different type of experience. By observing myself, I'm able to actually experience this person who by no means can disrespect me. How can a person disrespect the universe? How do you go about doing that? Do you say a word to the universe that the universe responds to? Does the universe even understand what disrespect is? Does, in the universe, created is the source creator of all things. So what could be disrespectful to the universe? And by grabbing on to that identity, things that used to be so important and so bothersome, I'm not saying that I don't fix them and take care of them, but that energy of what that emotion that would take place is not the same emotion. The words aren't personal. The action isn't personal. And the person needs to hear what they're saying more than me. So but Sid Cartwright doesn't allow them to hear what they're saying, because Sid Cartwright is busy with his reaction to what they're saying. But the universal side is at peace. And so whatever you say or don't say, or whatever your actions are or aren't, I stay the same. And that's why with the universal identity, the peace level is constantly increasing.
Okay, thank you for that. And you said something. Let me get back into the studio. Hold on a second. Technical difficulties. ST2019. Click. There we are. We're back. Back in the studio. I almost lost you on that. Okay. This is. Let me just share my perspective. This is when I know I'm programmed. I'm just going to go to my favorite programming that gets me every goddamn time. Every time. I would say 99.9%. That's when I know I'm programmed. If I'm responding the same way, in the exact same way all the time. Customer service. Can you relate? Who loves customer service? Who loves dealing with customer service? It has been decades of hell with me in customer service. But now I'm up here talking about being programmed, and guess what? That Rebecca Norrington is programmed instantly with this thing about customer service, and I know it's a program because it is the reaction. So there's a difference between reacting and responding. Reaction is instant, just like you said. It's an instant reaction of impatience, of disgust that they're so stupid, of asking programmed questions. I mean, come on, the stories are endless. How long, how many decades of customer service? And I had to admit, and you know the truth it does set you free, does set you free. I had to admit I am a programmed robot when it comes to customer service. I mean, that customer service has my number all the time. I said 99.9. There are some times, I guess, when I wake up on the right side of the bed and I've had enough water and I'm almost comatose, I can do it. But if I'm aware, oh, my goodness. But the instant reaction is that it's the identity that's reacting to the customer service. It's that Rebecca Norrington identity that's reacting. Again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1. I have a few people in the queue. Just press the number 1 if you want to speak live, and or if you want to join on Wisdom, just ask to join the show. Let me put you on. Yes. Do you have any comment about that instant reaction with the customer service?
Like I said before, is that reaction to whatever the trigger may be. Yours is customer service. Mine is disrespect and a thousand of other things. But being aware, the universe is the creator and the designer of all, the living source of all things, the people that you call evil, the people that you call stupid, the animals that you don't like, the animals that you do like, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the water, all, the universe is the creator of all. And that being the case, when we identify with the universe, that takes on a whole different power than Sid Cartwright. Because Sid Cartwright has standards, and Sid Cartwright doesn't identify with all. Sid Cartwright's standards are, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And who determines the right and the wrong way? Sid Cartwright does. And Sid Cartwright's limited perspective means that if I can't see another way, then there is no other way. But when I step back and I become the universe and I know that I'm the creator and the source of all, whatever is happening is my will. I take on a whole different type of, all experience affects the universe different than they expect Sid Cartwright. And that was I'm not going to say it was hard, but in my mind, I really believed that the universe was like Sid Cartwright. I thought that the universe and Sid Cartwright were in sync together, and that the things that I felt that were wrong and right, the universe felt was wrong and right. And the people that I disliked, the universe disliked. And now I find that the universe loves all and accepts all. And if you can't, I mean, Sid Cartwright cannot accept that. So I had to step outside of Sid Cartwright and become who I believe I am, which is the universe. And I am gradually on that path of accepting all that is occurring as if it is the will of the universe, even the things that I, Sid Cartwright, disagree with.
And see, that's the key. When you talk about identity, it is about who is dissatisfied. Okay, let's get back to this authentic self, because that's the buzzword. Be your authentic self. So, who is your authentic self? Is your authentic self a program? Don't tell anybody, but yes, I had to admit that this authentic self is another program. It's just layer after layer, uncovering layer of programming. And that programming is deep. That programming is deep. How, if I'm not programmed, I'm not acting the same way in the same circumstances. I'm acting like something different. All triggers, all buttons pushed come from the past anyway. So the point of this sharing is you want to experience more contentment. You want to experience more inner peace. Do you want to experience more happiness? Which is just you vibrating this energy of contentment. You want to experience that? step out of this identity and jump over to the universal side and practice, how would the universe respond? How would the universe act? How would the universe judge? Well, we already know the universe doesn't judge. The universe doesn't judge. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. The universe allows all of it. But it's this identity, my identity finds fault. And the universe doesn't find fault with anything. That's my perspective. If it find its fault with anything, something would be different.
I'm going to step in real quick and say this, and this is this was a revelation for me when I just came to my mind. But the universe, after discovering truly the characteristics of the universe, accepting all, loving all, I'll be honest with you. Sid Cartwright really wasn't that interested in signing up with him. What do you mean you accept everything and everything's cool and everything that is happening is the way you... What about all the bad stuff that's happening? You good with that too? I mean, you're just going to let the world just go to hell? I mean, what are you doing? So, I stand here saying that I... Not only do my actions question the universe, but in my mind, I could not identify with a source that was cool with everything that is taking place in the world, especially the things that Sid Cartwright finds despicable. I could not accept that from the universe. I couldn't accept a God that would think that was cool. It was a humbling experience to finally see that love is the way, and that the universe is simply having an experience. And what I think that is so serious is just an experience, an 80, 90, and 100-year experience. I wanted at one point in my life to leave some type of legacy, some way to make the world better, to be important, to be recognized. I can't say that that wasn't a desire of Sid. It was a desire. But stepping outside of myself and being able to observe who I am and then identify that with the universe, I'm going with the universe, and I'm finding that peace, I can't obtain it. Sid Cartwright his ability to find peace, he doesn't have it. After he receives one thing, there's another thing that he desires, and the desires continue. And when he's not in the mood of desiring, I'm going to just break it down, then he suffers. And you say, well, how does he suffer? What he'll do is, if there isn't something going on at the moment, then Sid Cartwright will bring up a memory that will give him the satisfaction of suffering. Although the pain is over, just by remembering, that brings on the suffering, and that's just how he is. And he's a good guy. I love him. But I'm more than him. And so I'm going to, I made a decision that the universe is all wise. The universe that I thought was a complete fool, to be perfectly honest with you, is because if I had the power, things would be going the way Sid Cartwright wanted them to go. But when I step outside, just like Dr. Strange steps outside of himself and saw what reality truly was, and that the experience is going to happen the way the universe wants it to happen, whether you resist it or not, now we're talking peace by stepping into that world and out of this world. Although I'm still in this world physically and so forth, my attachment to it is lessening. It's lessening.
You know, you're talking about stepping out, and that is the key. That is one of the keys that the practice is active now. this less and less identifying with the humanness of Rebecca Norrington. The less and less identifying with and letting go. Now, what do you do? Well, you still act on your inspiration, and you can feel when you're inspired. It's like looking at nature. You know, the fish swim together in school, the birds fly in flocks. How do they know when to turn right, turn left? We all have that power. We all have that gift, tuning into intuition, tuning into your inspiration behavior, being inspired. And that's simple, and that's the key. I'm just sharing. That's inspired action. And if the universe deems, and if the universe wants anything to happen, or if the universe wants anything to manifest, it's going to happen. It's going to manifest. I can't stop it. It's all powerful. At least that's what I believe. You can believe what come up with your own conclusion. I'm just sharing. If anybody wants to join the conversation or you have a question, the number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if I just press the number 1 if you're in the queue. I want to say something too. Elon Musk. Does anybody know who Elon Musk is? Anywho, Elon Musk tweeted the other day something about is it too much to ask her? All I want is peace in the world. Yeah, that's what he tweeted. All I want is peace in the world. He said world peace. That's what he said. All I want is world peace. Or is it too much to ask for world peace? Something like that. And then I also saw a video of him. He was being interviewed, and he was having a beef. I guess it's Bob Eisner, Eigner. I don't know. I think he was the guy that gives me. The universe just gives me these clips, and just for a point. So he said, Elon Musk was saying, I'm not going to allow anybody to tell me if they disapprove. I'm not going to advertise with them. In other words, he was giving a pushback to this Bob Eisner. I'm just so out of it. I really am butchering. But I know his name was Bob. And I believe that he's a head of Disney, or he's a CEO of Disney, or something to do with. He's a big wit. He's a big muckety muck. And Elon Musk sat on the stage and he said, "Well, fuck Bob." And he did the fingers, you know, the bird salute. Fuck him if he thinks. In other words, you're tweeting you want world peace, and then a day or two later, or a day before, you're talking about fuck someone else, and you're giving him this energy. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But don't tell me you want world peace if you can't be peaceful. Don't tell me you desire some kind of change in the world if you can't change. But you can tell me, but I'm just letting you know. So don't, world peace, and it's just, okay, I'm going to throw this out too, because it really bothered me. When Ellen was on, Ellen the DeGeneres, she used to always say, be kind, be kind, be kind. But Ellen DeGeneres isn't kind to people that she doesn't agree with. Ellen DeGeneres isn't kind to people that are against what she believes in, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely it makes sense.
So I'm talking about, you know, there's the conflict. That's why all of this work is done in the mirror. If I want peace in the world, My job is to be peaceful, myself first. If I want to see change in the world, my job is to grow and to change myself. And if I can't do that, I can do that. But if I'm not doing that, what the hell's going on?
Well, I'm going to jump in right at this point of changing yourself because, and when I think of changing myself, that was releasing my identity with Sid Cartwright and moving to the universe. That was the change that I make because let's understand something here. You are basically a robot. I mean, your DNA gives you everything from your eye color to your personality type. It can identify the diseases that you're susceptible to, the ones that you aren't. There is so much within there that the scientists don't even and doctors don't even understand yet. But within that DNA code is everything that you are. So you say, well, I find it, and I find, listen, I've been working on seeing a long time, and I've tried to change you. He's made some progress, but he's got to stay within the realm that he was designed. He was designed a sports car. Listen, that's his DNA. He can't become a limousine. It's just that's not within his DNA. So that's why I say you want to change. You want to look at things different than you. For me, then it was outside of self that I find that. Identifying with the source that has all types of person, all of the personalities are there. And now that when the cashier gives me the change and it's not put in my hand and it falls onto the counter and the coins are rattling around, and by the way, with every roll, with every rattle, Sid Cartwright's blood pressure rises. Because it's just something that triggers him. But by looking at it with the universal mind, not only am I able to accept the change hitting the counter and the disrespectful energy, but I'm responsible. I'm the creator of the universe. I'm the one that gave that energy to them to portray. I'm the source of all. And so now when looking at it like that, it takes all of the pain, all of the anxiety and hurt goes away when I realize that I'm the source of all. Trying to change yourself, hey, I commend you. And I tried to do it that way. And yes, there's been progress. But identifying with the universe and jumping off of self and completely knowing that myself is the source changes the entire game. And that's how I was able to come into a path of peacefulness.
Whew. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I really, yes. And so coming back full circle, your identity versus your happiness. When you are identifying with this man-made humanness, this humanness, this program person, it's going to be a challenge maintaining, sustaining contentment. It's going to be a challenge. And it's just, the point is just more awareness, practicing more awareness, and also practice observing, practice stepping out, practice witnessing. I'm letting go of this human. You know, I hear this so much. I get it all the time. Well, that's just natural. That's just normal. We're all just human. I hear it all. People throw that at me. Well, I'm human. You're not human. No, I'm letting you know that I'm jumping off the human team as much as possible, and I'm jumping onto the Source God Universal team. I'm letting go. I'm practicing. I see this Rebecca Norrington person. Yeah, okay, but I'll be damned if I'm going to keep identifying with this person only because of the program of dissatisfaction. The world teaches, the world sells dissatisfaction. The world sells be dissatisfied until you accomplish or until you manifest A, B, C, or D. And I'm here to tell you it's not about manifestation. It's about a present moment vibration. And the stories, oh my goodness, the stories in my head that are just continually, the thought stories that are continually going on and on and on. Acceptance, surrender, that's what the universe wants to experience. But I will be doomed if I believe any of the stories. And I challenge you to practice detaching from a story. Detaching from why something's happening, why something isn't happening. Detach.
And right on that note of why something happened and why something hasn't happened, that's a question that Sid identifies with. And I always have a reason at the moment. I'm not as close with my family as I was when I was younger. I have several stories as to why we became separated and not as close as we once were. You know, especially during these holiday seasons, families get together and so forth. Well, there's been no get-togethers, there's been no calling, no contact with family, and that doesn't feel good. And there's a reason why my family, it's because he didn't do this, and I said that, and they moved over out of town, and when they did, they didn't tell me, and on with the stories as to why something happened. And the other day I was speaking to Rebecca, and I just said, you know, everything that has happened with the family situation has happened because, in my universal perspective, came in and said, because it was time for it to happen. Not because she didn't do that or I said this or any of the other stories, the thousands of stories that I have for things taking place. But simply, and this is just a strategy you may want to adopt, it worked for me. Not putting the story and just saying that things happen when there's time for it to happen. When it's time for us to be together, we're together. And when it's time for us to be apart, we're apart. The universe wants to experience both sides, and so let the universe will be done, because it will be done. And that's how I've been able to step out of that way of thinking.
Oh, the universe's will be done. No doubt about that. And I can't stop it, start it, slow it down, make it happen, make it not happen. But what can I do? I'm on the ride. I'm here. Can I start enjoying it? Can I start enjoying what my ego, what my identity doesn't want to enjoy? Can I start relaxing? And really the word is this. The practice is this. Scratch the word. The practice is this. Is to surrender. To surrender and trust. Surrender and trust. Surrender and trust, repeat. Surrender and trust. Surrender and trust, repeat. Repeat, repeat, repeat. That's it. Surrender and trust. But I'm here to tell you that identity that claims to be me, that tries to claim me, nah, I'm not falling for it anymore, needs to be fed. That identity needs to be fed. It needs to have attention. It needs to be noticed. It's like a young child. It needs attention. No, I'm about to put it. It's on life support. It's been on life support, but it's even on more life support. Barely breathing. No shade. Barely breathing. So this universe, so this identity, your authentic self, investigate, how about that? Sid gave me some pointers. He says, you know, sometimes you could use a softer voice. Some people, this is my voice. I was a boot camp instructor. This is my voice. But back to the point, which, of course, I forgot. The point is the ride, the journey, the thinking of the illusion of thinking I have control and making anything happen. No, I am living the will of the universe. That's it. There's less of me to do than I ever thought. Surrender, trust. Enjoy the ride without a story. Woo-wee! Did I say trust? Surrender, trust, enjoy the ride. Surrender, trust, enjoy the ride. Ah, well, that's all we have for today's show. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you so much. If anybody wants to come up and comment, you're more than welcome if you're on Wisdom. But if you don't, that's okay too. That's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And guess what? Woo! You know, I always forget to announce this at the beginning. So sometimes people listen for 5 minutes, or maybe they listen for 2 minutes, or 30 seconds, or the whole show. And my son and I, my one and only, are going to be doing a YouTube Live show. Every Saturday morning, we're going to start at 9:15, 9:30 Pacific. Of course, you can watch it any time. But we're going to do we don't have the name of the show yet. We don't have a theme song yet. But it's going to be an interactive show about the truth about happiness. What else? It's the only topic I know. It's the only topic I enjoy. Scratch that. That's not the truth. But it is one of my main topics, my priority, my commitment. And so it's going to be mom and son. Yay! And I've been asking my son to join me in a show for Jesus over a decade now. And guess what? Finally, the universe has deemed, the universe said, okay, we'll manifest that. And it's time. If something is happening, it's time. If it's not happening, guess what? It's just not time. Back to the ending. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. And the YouTube channel, I have a few videos, but here we go. Content. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And this book, the one I'm writing now, is at the editor's desk, with a big possibility of being published before the end of the year, Programmed for Unhappiness. And I'm excited to share it with you because of all of the program behaviors that I've been talking about forever are going to be right there in that book so you can practice yourself. Happiness is a practice skill. That's the good news. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing, love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself and accepting this journey in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. And that L is important. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find in your experience in every moment. Reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Question for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, you don't feel good now.
Get real.
Time to get real.